from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Show us that they can get busy, and Evan, it just feels like a run play because they're so close to you and they don't get that 40-yard running start, man. And the collisions, if you're into that, I really believe, okay, I can see that. Special teams.
But we're not going to have any more Devin Hesters, right?
I'm thinking we might have more. The birth of
human
Devin
joysticks.
Hesters. Yeah. By the way, Devin Hester going into the Hall.
He is.
Yeah, he was a bad dude.
If a kickoff returner can get into the Hall of Fame, why can't O'Neal?
Because they don't. They act like O'Neal didn't exist.
I guess.
That's weak.
I mean, I don't know. Like, yeah. Again.
Lolo.
I know. We're looking forward to seeing him around this year.
Losing weight. He's skinny as you.
No.
Yeah.
He's just big. He's just naturally
used
like
to
stacked.
Be big. I had a Facebook reminder. Me, Lo, and Joe Fortenbaugh did the morning show. Evan, this dude was, it feels like 400 pounds more than he is now. Good for you, Lo.
Well, we're all trying to do our thing. Dude, you've been getting in the gym this week.
Yeah.
Last few weeks.
Went to the Cairo yesterday.
I came back from Europe. You look slim. You look svelte.
Well, I'll take that. Somebody else said something about it, but...
What, the chiropractor?
No, did I look a little slimmer?
Oh.
I
was like, I'll you didn't take like
it.
That?
No, I did. Oh. But when I look in the mirror, I'm still fat boy. But it's coming. I'm going to be ready for the 11th.
Dude, the mirror is your worst enemy.
Dude, not when I was your age.
That's Lex
Luthor. I used to just smile at it coming out the shower like,
hey,
yeah.
What's up, fat boy?
Hey, easy, Steiny. Hey. Easy.
Dude, I got mad at him for that one.
Yo, yeah, because he was trying to say it was a nickname.
But then when you're at the age where you run past the mirror, it's like, oh, God. Can't escape it.
Brush your teeth in the closet?
Or with clothes on.
Yeah. Or yeah, oh, no, there you go. Yeah. All right. Well, that's a surprise.
Man.
Speaking of, yeah.
Visuals.
Biggest surprises of the summer. Actually, so we were talking about, yeah, my biggest surprise of the summer was the Niners drafting Ricky Pearsall with the assumption that you're going to have Ayuk on the team. That was surprising to me. Your surprise of the summer was Klay Thompson leaving the Warriors.
Slash Solaire, if you allow me.
That's right, yeah. Solaire. I know we've had a few other good ones, you know, a surprise that the Warriors haven't made a bigger move this summer, that they haven't made a trade, although they've been apparently trying to. Some people I've seen chime in saying the big surprise was the Giants just season. After spending so much money, they were surprised that they've been this, you know, boring or bad so far to this point. Though they do have 52 games left, I guess.
Are we really surprised though, Evan? Just real quick about the Giants season, when you talk about one playoff appearance in the last 8 years, yeah, they went and spent the volume of pennies. That was a surprise, but are we really shocked that they're where they're at right now? Three games under 500.
Well, anything can happen. I mean, I'm surprised. I expected them to be better. I'm surprised that this team is as non-competitive as they've been this year. Yeah. You know, I would assume that they'd be at least, again, they've been above 500 for 4 days. If you told me that when they signed Snell, Chapman, Solaire, Lee, I would be shocked.
4 days, bro?
Yeah. Shoot, there's been more days of training camp so far. But do we have that sound by Bill Belichick? Oh, hey, I see it right
here.
Yeah, so you brought up Bill Belichick last segment. Kyle Shanahan made a call to him this offseason about becoming a defensive coordinator, but he actually had some pretty interesting things to say about Ricky Pearsall and what I believe to be a perplexing pick.
Here's the thing, and D-Butt, you know this.
Yep. Ricky is a light.
You
point.
Can't play wide receiver San Francisco unless you will block.
You gotta block your ass
if
off.
You don't block, you're not playing receiver there. So whoever it is, it needs to be good with the ball in their hands, which Pearsall is, and has to be tough and willing to block, which he'll do.
Yeah, I mean, he's a little bit smaller, but I think he's going to block. He's going to have to block.
Ayuk blocks, Bill. I get him.
He does, but I don't know if Ayuk always blocked. Maybe that was the issue why the first couple of years that he and Kyle didn't see eye to eye.
Well, I know what he morphed into, and it's a guy with a great catch radius, acrobatic, can get off the ground, can beat you at the line. Ayuk is a stud. Again, I love the hoodie, but damn, if that draft an O-lineman, if that's why you drafted a receiver because he can block, come on, Evan, I need more than that. And I'm not saying he doesn't have that trait, but, dude, I am so sick of this. One thing about the Kyle offense is I honestly believe one of the nicest and biggest team players in Bay Area sports is one George Kittle. Because that dude is such a stud, I believe, sacrifices so much, puts up numbers, but sacrifices so much of his game for the greater good of the team that any other, we've seen Kelsey almost go to jail for knocking over Reed because he wasn't getting his targets. My point
that's
is,
right,
he's always
happen.
Blocking. And Evan, I'm sorry, that's an indictment on how I put my team together. If I need my mismatch stud tight end in his prime, blocking. That don't pass the S test for me. But I get it. But George Kittle's a great guy, and he's doing whatever it takes for the team. But hoodie miss me with, oh, we drafted a receiver. He can block. Ayuk blocks downfield. And I'm not saying what you said wasn't true, but now we've seen the maturation of Brandon Ayuk and what he's turned into, and he's a stud. I guess, Evan, what I'm saying, I say all that to say is I don't want my best attribute from a wide receiver to be blocking. First, you got to catch and then if you block like Jerry Rice, I got you. But the number one ingredient I need is, can you catch it? Can you get by guys? And, you know, that's not a ringing endorsement because he blocks, Bill.
But that's kind of a newer development, right?
Yeah, I'll give you that.
You know, the idea of being more of a
newer development. I like that.
Yeah, every tight end now has got a catch, but they didn't. That's not the way it always used to be. I mean, I think George Kittle is just as good of a pass catcher as he is a blocker. He's really good at both. I think that's also why their offense is so difficult to read, because you never know if a player is going to be blocking or catching.
But until the playoffs, though. It didn't look like that for the Packers. You know, Savage catches a pick six early. What is that game? Like, guys were invisible in the Super Bowl. Kittle, so was Ayuk. Indeed, they were nullified. And that's why I'm asking the question, is that Kyle getting too cute? Or did Baltimore on Christmas Day say, we can man up, get in these receiver grill, and throw off their timing and make them look normal? That in Kansas City kind of dared them to do the same thing. So that's why, as we get further down the road, is it the players? Is it a combo? Or is it Kyle, to where you can get up on these receivers' face and get in their you know what, and throw it off? The timing thing that you talk about, like when they're in their zone, Bonte's talking about the 94 Niners, and so am I, and now I'm not.
But that was, if we're going to go back and revisit like the game plan, that's what the Chiefs do. I mean, they had, I think, the second best pass defense in the league last year. All so right. The way to beat Kansas City, or the way to stay in the game against KC, now they beat the two teams preceding the Niners to get to the Super Bowl, but I thought Baltimore lost the AFC Championship because they didn't put it on the ground enough. I thought Lamar he was loose with the ball. They turned the ball over too much. Buffalo gashed the Kansas City Chiefs on the ground. So the way that the Niners, I think, wanted to approach that game was by running the football. Mm. And so that means you're not going to throw it as much. And I thought they had to throw it just because, you know, the situation's kind of later in games. But in a perfect world, I think Kyle Shanahan would have ran the ball 50 times against KC.
You know, hey, I like that. But then, Evan, you did at one juncture, again, have a 10-point lead. So you had the ball. You had the momentum.
Yeah,
it's like coming down on a fast break. If you're Jordan, am I going to pull up, shoot the three, go by you? You know what I mean?
You got options.
So it wasn't like they were down 10 and you had to abandon the run. That is the one thing about the boy genius. I'll say, even against the Rams, the fourth quarter, you got a 10-point lead in the NFC Championship game to go back to the Super Bowl. And if you're so great and on top of your timing, you know what? I really believe geniuses, and I believe Kyle's an offensive genius. Sometimes they're so smart they get in their own way. Evan, I believe when you're up 10, you get too cute. And what you just talked about and how you laid it out, I agree. But when you're up 10, you got all the momentum in the world. You get an interception right after half of the great Patrick Mahomes. Dial something up to where you're kind of playing with house money in regard to if we punt, we're still up 10, but they never could capitalize.
No, I mean, look, there's a lot of would've and could've about the Super Bowl. And unfortunately, Kyle Shanahan has had a lot because he's been to a lot of those big games and he hasn't won enough of them and certainly won either of them in the Super Bowl. So there's always...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A lot that you can second guess about those games.
Monday morning quarterback. Because Jay Passmore on the chat real quick, Evan, is saying, Goo, who you're replacing them with? No, I'm just passionate. He's not worthy of being replaced. He's great.
No, but just because you don't want to replace him doesn't mean you can't criticize him.
And that, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we do. Just because a player, look, all of these athletes are great in some respect, but We're talking about the best of the best.
I can appreciate that.
Yeah,
right,
we're talking about the best. The Niners have the most talented roster in football. With that comes an expectation to be the best team in football. And we're not just saying that because we're trying to blow smoke up your keister.
Yeah.
Dude, Kyle Juszczyk said it last year, Super Bowl or bust. George Kittle has talked about having his eye on the prize.
Fred Warner, Tom Wither, and Dibs.
Debo Samuel, Kyle Shanahan.
I love it.
These guys expect a Super Bowl.
I love that, man.
So why shouldn't we?
That's it and that's all. Now, am I going to be an idiot and say, oh, they haven't won as much as any other team? Come on, man. A lot of teams would trade. But we're not talking about that fantasy land. We're talking about the fact that they've had, Kyle has had 10-point leads, and I expect a Jedi to close it out. And he hasn't.
No, but maybe he's got a Padawan that can help him out. Brock Purdy. Yeah. You know, maybe this year can take the step to becoming a knight. And that's probably too many Star Wars references for a lot of people.
Anthony telling me quit calling him a genius when he's failed in the biggest moments, Goo.
He's an extremely smart individual.
Because you can't deny their offense, but now I'm true detective. It's incredible.
Yeah.
But I do want to know why I can sit here and throw out the word genius. Look at that offense. And the biggest mystery, Nancy Drew. Is what happened to that offense in the playoffs last year. I know they're about to play their first preseason game next week in Tennessee. It doesn't matter. But, Evan, it really still does to me. Guys, to still have those games on my YouTube TV, and I dial them up at night. And I'm just like, how did this – what happened to this offense that was a machine? You think that's valid?
It definitely looked different. Okay. And, I mean, look, they played differently. They didn't put up the numbers that they did the regular season. And some of that has to do with, you know, maybe a rain game against Green Bay, you know, a good opponent in Detroit, and arguably the best defensive football in the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm not so sure. But
when you put it that way, it's like maybe they really did struggle. It was Raiden, one, Detroit, you came back. And now maybe I sold the Chiefs defense short. Maybe that's why the Super Bowl, the lack of production from your Debo was null and void. Ayuk had 6 targets, 3 catches, and Kittle was an afterthought.
Yeah, McCaffrey
could have won.
McCaffrey was your best offensive player, even though he fumbled the ball.
Yeah, that first drive.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
Well, there's someone on the line who wants to talk to you about Kyle Shanahan.
Oh, boy.
It's Rich and Hayward.
Okay, Richie.
Rich, what's going on, man? How are you?
Doing good. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, Shanahan is no genius. Many times have you brought up, we had a lead. He has no killer instinct. I mean, because if you gave anybody I looked at that top 100. We have so many players on that top 100, and I looked at what Mahomes had. I can't even name one of his receivers or his running back. They're not on the list. As of a Kelsey, and that's not a receiver. And then we had the lead, and it's like, I mean, it's not. You got to do that. And we don't even have a quarterback, really, because you don't know it's a BS system he put together like he did with Jimmy G, you know? And then now you want to pay him $50 million next year? And we had Ayuk wants to get like $28 million. I'm like, if I was Trent Williams, I said, dude, I need that money, and I'm not coming back till I get it. And that's what he did. $50,000 a day. I mean, this is big trouble. And I'm not saying that, you know, he can get you to a certain spot, but he just doesn't have enough to put you over the edge. You can blame that defensive coordinator all you want. You had it, dude, and it's like fool's gold.
Oh, great call.
Matthew McConaughey.
Look at you. That's a 3. Evan and Anthony keeps, I love that name, Lambda. He keeps coming at me on the YouTube chat. I'm the guy that is Rip Kyle. And I keep telling Steiny and anybody that'll listen, I'm mad at him. I'm mad at him because what that caller said, it's more than a rinky-dink system. It's so great that it got the likes of the not the most talented Jimmy Garoppolo to the Super Bowl and Mr. Irrelevant. I'm on Kyle's neck just because you're so great. You get so close. Why can't you get it done? And the 2019 Super Bowl was years ago. You were your own worst enemy. You threw the ball when you should have been running. So I am holding Kyle to the heights and the greatness that I put him on. I'm not going to be fake, but don't come at me like I'm giving Kyle a pass. I believe he's the biggest reason he hasn't got the bling. And I think that's fair.
No, I think it is too. But now we're in a position where the one thing I don't think he ever really had was a quarterback that he trusted. And he has that now. And we've seen him get close with other quarterbacks that he's trusted. But, okay, in Atlanta, he was a coordinator, wasn't the head coach. But he ran into the GOAT. I know they blew a 27-point lead, but, or 24-point, or whatever it was.
Is he still the GOAT 25. If you're up 25?
Okay, but, all right, so if you're going to say that Kyle blows leads, he also came back down 17 in the NFC Championship.
That happened.
So do you want, like, you want to give him that? He came back against Green Bay. Now, I'm not dismissing those failures, you know, being up 10 and however many situations or whatever. But if you're going to say that, you also have to give him credit for being down 3 scores at halftime. And in fact, that game was a blowout. Like Detroit, that game was not close by the end of the third quarter. That was an absolute stampede. They got rolled by the Niners.
Yeah.
They folded at Levi's Stadium. And a big reason of that is because of how good the Niners played.
And coaching decisions. From Detroit.
And the adjustments they clearly made in the locker room. Some of it perhaps was on the defense and Wilkes, but I also have to give Kyle Shanahan some credit for that. You know, I think, again, I believe that Shanahan has shown us how far he can get the Niners. That's why I turn my attention to Brock Purdy and his quarterback. Mm. And that might be an unfair expectation, but I don't see what else can get the Niners over the hump outside of more exceptional quarterback play, because they've had everything else. They've had a great run game. They've had, you know, maybe a decent offensive line, but they have the best left tackle the last 25 years.
And it's good
perhaps
enough to get you to the Super Bowl multiple times in the last 5 years. You know, people throw rocks. I'm one of them at the old line, but miss me. We're in a big game more often than not.
They've had great defenses. You know, I think this defense will look a little bit different than last year, but I see no reason why I can't once again be a top five group. So if I'm looking at everything that Kyle has had, sure, it's fair for you and fans to say that, you know, he's come up short and he's had all this talent. Why can't he get it done? Okay, well, that's fair. I don't want to do that dance again. I don't want to sit here and depend on him to all of a sudden turn into a different head coach, because I know he's not. Mm. I think he is a good enough head coach to get you to the precipice. I need a quarterback to get me to the top. I need somebody under center with the live bullets flying that is calling plays that can be the difference between what Shanahan has not been able to do and where he wants to get to, and that's win a Super Bowl. That's on Brock Purdy.
But you put some mustard on that, spicy mustard. I feel like on the guru computer, what you just described is Andy Reid with Donovan McNabb. Lost, Super Bowl, NFC Championship. Andy Reid with Patrick Mahomes. Super Bowl. But we can't be, it's not that cut and dry too, Evan. We can watch how it plays out to judge, you know, like, do you really believe it was a bad look for Juszczyk to say they didn't know the overtime rules?
Probably.
Did that really cost the Niners the game?
But I'm glad he did tell us, because I know that they didn't know the rules.
But it was a bad look, no doubt. But did that really cost the Niners the Super Bowl?
It was a collection of things, you know, from McCaffrey fumbling in the first half. I thought they should have had a much bigger lead at half. Yeah, muff in the punt. Next play, Mahomes throws a touchdown. The game completely flips in terms of the momentum. Like, they had chances. They didn't get it done. You know, I also thought that the Chiefs could have lost before they got to the Super Bowl. If the Ravens didn't turn the ball over three times, if Zay Flowers doesn't fumble through the back of the end zone.
But that was a big win.
Niners might have been playing Baltimore.
Yeah. But you know, they can't be mad that Baltimore went number two on themselves. That's what you do in life. Take advantage of a situation. And you know what I mean? Like, Kansas City shouldn't apologize. They went in there and won it. Even though Baltimore went away from that's just crazy. But, Evan, you know what I'm saying? Kansas City got the trophy. Although, they were the benefit, you know, they benefited from Baltimore doing Lord knows what on offense.
No, but you can make the same case for the teams that the Niners beat to get there. Green Bay could have won the first game in the divisional round.
Detroit,
you know, Detroit was up 17 after running for 170 yards in the first half. I was in that press box. I remember a lot of people, including some people at the station that will remain nameless, walking around saying this game is over. The Niners season is done.
I thought it was done too. How could you not? And the coach,
because you had a half left.
The aggressive coach also, you're right, they boat raced him, Evan, and they got back so fast because of, I believe, overzealous and bonehead, look at me, decisions by the coach for the Detroit Lions. That was a part of it. You're right. Niners did their part. But Evan, he made some thirsty-ass calls when you're up in a playoff game.
But that's who they've been. Mm. And that's who the Niners have been. And who the Lions were was good enough to get them to their first NFC title game in like 30 years. And who the Niners have been has been good enough to get them to the Super Bowl, but not to a place where they can win a Super Bowl. If I'm looking at this team in order to win one, and we'll get into it more on the other side. We have a short segment coming up before the crossover with Dibs and Grandy. I need to know who the difference maker is, and I only got one guy right now in my crosshairs. All right, download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Also, make sure to join 95.7 The Game at Harding Park Friday, September 6th. For the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament, benefiting the Autism Society, San Francisco Bay Area. Go to 957thegame.com to learn more. Presented by ATCO Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally family-owned pest control company. Evan in for Steiny with Guru. Back after this, 957 The Game.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.